And that's not all. Buy today and we'll send you completely free.
Ever thought that some offers are just too good to be true?
Yes, that's an incredible 42-piece set for only $19.95. Yes, you heard us.
That you don't generally get something for nothing?
Free! Free! Free!
Well, at PokerStars, you actually do. Because the minute you sign up as a real money player, you automatically join our VIP club and start earning player points towards hundreds of items, from plasmas to Porsches to seats at major poker tournaments. Visit PokerStars.com/VIP to see why our rewards program makes other offers seem, well, a lot of hot air. PokerStars VIP Club, the best online poker reward program.
From the WDAE Sports Animal Studios in Tampa, Florida, it's the Annie Up PokerCast presented by PokerStars. And now here are two guys who think they know how to play poker, Chris Cosenza and Scott Long.
It's October 29th, 2010, and you're listening to the best PokerCast on the internet. I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We're rocking now.
Yeah, you know, we've done this show in the studio. We've done it next to a microwave.
We did it.
We've done it in a broom closet at Caesar's Palace.
Yep, next to a bathroom.
And I've Skyped in from a lot of places. But this is the first time, Chris, that we've ever done the Annie of PokerCast on a moving cruise ship.
It's incredible. And we got to make sure that you got your Dramamine all set. We don't want you throwing up on the recorder.
Yeah,
or
everybody gets your little, those little wristbands around, the little sexy little stickers to put behind your ears. Because we are rocking. Actually, we're not rocking at all. We're like adrift out in the Atlantic right now.
It's really wild. You just sit there and it's like we're just floating in sea and hoping we'll get back to Florida soon. But it's a special edition of Annie Up this week. Not your usual suspects going to be involved with the show this week. Just going to give you guys a little update on what we're doing out here. And we got some special guests too. We'll introduce them a little bit later. But really, just everything we do together for this company, Scott, ends up being some sort of a funny trip. And and you driving a 16-foot Penske box truck right up there. Diesel. That's where we're in Clive now. Vin Diesel.
Oh, I'm going to be Diesel now. All right, I can deal with that. But, I guess we should say that we're on the Annie of Poker Cruise 3. We just kind of glossed right over that,
yes,
right?
Yes.
There's no other reason the two of us would be on a cruise ship together.
We are somewhat en route back to Port Canaveral after visiting Nassau and Coco Cay. Apparently, they're calling it Coco Cay now.
I'm just happy I got Nassau pronounced right. Or did I just mess it up again?
No, that was right. That was really good.
All right, good. I've been working on that.
We're real excited, though. We're having a real good cruise, real good time, and everything's wrapping up, but we weren't going to get back in time to do it on Friday, so we're coming to you on Thursday, and we got some special guests with us too. But first, the drive over.
Yes.
Unbelievable. You handling that truck, man.
Yes. The over-under on the amount of cars that I would have run over was posted very high, generously high, I think, and I had no accidents whatsoever other than a dollar bill.
He wouldn't get out. I couldn't believe
it. Somewhere in the ether now. Who knows where it is? That was the only casualty of this drive.
We pull up at the toll, and Scott pulls out a dollar bill, and whoosh, it's gone.
Well, I'm not used to being 80 feet off the ground. In my car, I'm 3 inches off the ground.
And the lady's like, no, don't get out of your truck. And I'm like, it's a dollar, lady. We got to get it. She wouldn't let
you get it. But she knew that I couldn't get out of that truck. Literally, I looked down, and I needed binoculars to see the ground. That's how far up I was in that thing. I wasn't getting out for a dollar.
Well, I wanted to let you know that we got a ship-to-land call, and the Teamsters contacted us today and said you're an official member of their charter. So, congratulations. Now you can drive any truck you want for our cruises. So, we're pretty excited about that.
Yeah, we got a big 16-foot. Had plenty of room in it, but we don't want to get too small. Yeah. We have to, hang stuff out the window.
Yeah.
And had a nice little jump seat so you and Jeannie could all cuddle and be all lovey-dovey while I was doing the hard work of steering that bad boy.
I have to admit, when we picked it up and I was following you in my car, I was worried. I was really worried about the drive up because I could see the box swaying in the wind, and I thought, oh my God, if he takes any sharp turn with that weight in there, like if the poker table shifted or whatever, we would be dead. But we did it. You did really well. And I hope Laura, your wife, is listening. I'm on the record. You did a real good job driving.
Oh, shucks, buddy. Of course, you know, some people may never hear this show because if we don't make it home alive, then the show will never be posted. So
let's introduce our special guests.
Absolutely.
It's not every day that we get to actually have listeners of our PokerCast on the show. And, you know, the first couple of cruises, we think we had, like, one listener on the show, on the boat, on the cruise.
Right, right.
Second one, we can't recall any of them.
Yeah, we had some closet ones, I think.
But,
cruise.
They
I think we had some closet
know.
Ones, right.
But
yeah.
This time around, we have two that we had dinner with tonight. Bid Guru is here.
Yep.
And
we'll
also,
not allow us to use his real name.
Yeah, we won't give away. Is there no AKAs tonight? These are the actual handles that they go by when they listen to the show. And, of course, Shady Deal. Shady Deal's here tonight, too.
Shady Deal or Shady Deals? Are you a plural?
Just the one.
Oh, he's singular. All right.
That's not even going to go. All right. So, anyway, guys, first of all, thanks for being on the show today. Appreciate you being here.
It's a pleasure.
And, of course, we're very happy you came on the cruise. Tell us what you thought and what you're thinking right now about your time you've had this week.
Well, it's been very nice. Not too many places you get to play 3-6 horse, and I've done that 3 different days on this 4-day cruise. You know, the card rooms will spread it, but you know, how often do you have enough people who want to play a game?
Right.
So that's been
excellent. We take great pride in the number of 80 or older guests that we get on the cruise ship so we can provide those great games like horse.
How about you, Shady Deal? What'd you get out of the cruise this week?
It's been great. Lots of you know, cruise type activities if you're into that sort of thing, and if you're not, basically all the poker you can eat for 3 or 4 days. Pretty good deal. Big bargain as far as the price goes. So it's really something.
Yeah. Tonight I had 3 entrees.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to pay extra for any of them, so that was awesome.
And he's not being funny at all.
And I've been
3 entrees.
I had 3 entrees tonight, but I had no appetizers, so.
Yeah, I had 2. I ordered 2 appetizers, which would have been closely equal. But I got gypped out of my second appetizer. He didn't bring my 2 shrimp cocktails. I don't know how anybody can eat 1 shrimp cocktail. So I had 4 little shrimp.
Yeah, that's all they were.
That's not even an appetizer. That's just an app.
Last night you had a soup, shrimp soup.
Yeah.
It had 1 shrimp in it.
Well, I was excited that it had at least 1 shrimp in it. I thought it was going to be that little, you know, shrimp-inspired soup that we had on the last cruise ship.
Yeah, yeah. So what did you guys think of the staff and the crew when you were dealing with the dealers and everything like that? Pardon my pun there.
Well, previous podcasts, you talked about how great the dealers were, but it's absolutely true. These have been fabulous dealers. Personable,
cool.
Quick, they never make a mistake. You know, what more could you want?
Yeah, what I like, too, is they knew all the games, especially for the horse. You sit down, and you're always worried that when they sit down, they're going to deal the flop when they're playing a stud game. But these guys are really on top of it, I thought.
Yeah, and yesterday I was playing the 4-8 Omaha high-low with the half kill, and no problem with that. No.
That's great.
Excellent. Yeah, that game's going on right now, too. So if we cut the show
a little short, you know
why. A little short, it's because I'm jonesing to get some 4-8 Omaha win. Well, we're at the final table of our main event tournament. We had 72 runners,
right.
As the old kids say.
Right.
And we do have a nun at the table.
There is a nun playing right now. That is true.
And she is the chip leader. She's not an official nun. She just plays one on TV.
She may be getting divine intervention. I heard she got quads.
I think so. I mean, here's the thing. She shows up in her nun get-up, and she has a ruler. And I don't know how anybody. No wonder she has the chips. I think she just bullied people in it. Because,
yeah, nobody wants to get smacked on the knuckles.
Yeah, yeah. If you bluff her out of a pot, wham!
Everybody's having Catholic school flashbacks.
Exactly. Without the skirts. So. But yeah, the tournament's going on right now. So about $4,000 for top prize.
Top prize,
not
$4,000 for a $200 buy-in, and it was a good turnout. I felt like that was the right number. It's a turnout where you don't feel overwhelmed by the field, and still there's a lot of room in that field, and plenty of room for cash games still. So it was a real success, I think. And we got the big board up too, like in the World Series with the countdown for the blinds, and I'm really happy the way it turned out.
Yeah, they plugged the laptop in for the big screen. But I think it screened down. People were like, "Hey, we're gonna watch a movie," and I'm like, "Yeah." Titanic. Poseidon Adventure. It's going to be great.
They were Jaws. No, they were playing the Titanic theme, I think, while we were at dinner tonight, too. But, you know, actually, we're at the final table, too, in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
We're sitting at this custom table that we had made, and it's a nice table. It sort of emulates the final table of the World Series with the chocolate brown felt, raised rail, and the little blue marble around it. We're so excited we brought it on. We thought, oh my God, you know, we're going to have a final table. This is great. And it didn't work out that way. We have these 3 poker rooms But we ended up using just two of them, so this table just sat here and collected dust all week. So we decided, hey, let's use it for the show.
Yeah, yeah, well, you know, we dragged it all the way on here. We're going to use it for something, so.
You should have seen Scott at 5:30 in the morning trying to lift this table in front of my house with bubble wrap on it. It was pretty hilarious. Pretty hilarious. But overall, we're real happy with the way everything turned out. And we got more coming up, too, so hopefully more podcasters will join on, or podcast listeners will join us as well.
Absolutely. Now, this was your first poker cruise for both of you, right?
Absolutely.
My first cruise of any kind,
actually. Oh, your first cruise of any kind. That's a shitty deal. Wow, first cruise. All right, so what do you think about the whole cruising experience? Because one of the things that Chris and I always talk about when we're trying to market these is that we need to talk more about the cruise experience. I mean, obviously, we could talk about the poker. There's a lot of poker to do here. But for people, we have a lot of first-time cruisers on this cruise. We had 231 people on this cruise. I think 200 of them are first-time cruisers, it seems
like.
Yeah,
it's pretty crazy.
And they don't know the cool things, like Chris said, about ordering three entrees to the dinner. One guy was telling me, oh, I was starving last night. How can you be starving on a cruise ship? The food is free. But what do you think about the overall cruise experience?
In the past, I've always been a sort of, fly there and get a hotel or fly there and rent a house kind of a guy. But I can really see where you know, it can get a little bit addictive. They sort of anticipate the flow of everybody's day. And, you know, if you're in a spot, you know, pool party or wherever, where, gee, it would be really good if they served some food here or if drinks were provided. And they pretty much anticipate where the people are going to be and what the people are going to be looking to do. And there's dinner's available till 5 a.m. and breakfast is available at 6 a.m. So you're really not going to, you know, starve to death or want for much of anything.
Because I always wake up at 5:02 starving.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And you can't have to wait an hour to eat.
Room service.
That's true. Now, did you guys get off the ship at all? We stopped at Nassau and then Coco Cay.
Yeah, I got off of both places.
I went
and did the match play at the casino.
Yes, that's a story.
Didn't work out great, but it was a good offer.
Well, mine worked out.
It did.
Yeah, excellent.
Put down the $50 coupon, put down $50 in my own money, and got a blackjack on the very first
maximizing the value of that. Mm. The only thing you could do better is double down. But you know, what they're mentioning is one of our great sponsors on this cruise was the Atlantis Resort, you know, over
beautiful
in Nassau.
Place,
they don't have poker, other than in January when they had that great Poker Stars...
The PCA.
PCA, which is coming up. So good seats still available. Go ahead and book through that. Let know Andy upset you. But otherwise, it's a gorgeous resort, but no poker. So they gave all of our cruisers of this trip a $50 match play, which is unheard of.
Yeah, unbelievably unheard of. I mean, everybody I talked to, they're like, did you say that right? Is it 15? I said, no, 50. Y-5-0.
It was so unprecedented that a lot of our cruisers were like, God, I got to put $50 all in one? I can't break it up? No, hey.
No, you don't want to.
Go big or go home. And of course, you know, I'm a go big and go home kind of guy, but no, I was handcuffed to the Cosenza family here.
Yeah.
Chris and Jeannie and Jody Russell, our great poker room manager, was also in on this, and I think he was kind of the gambler type too, but no. You guys prevailed, and I can't complain. No. I left that place $25 up.
Yeah, we guaranteed you $25. We took our...
I'm not guaranteed.
Oh, all right, but almost guaranteed. But we teamed
97.6% guaranteed.
My wifey and I got together, and she bet black, I bet red. Scott and Jody bet odd and even. And sure enough, as long as it didn't come green, we were guaranteed $25 each. And that's what happened. So you know, if you had a stack full of those things, a warehouse full of those coupons, you'd pretty much would never have to work a day in your life.
Now, I met another cruiser that said her angle was that she put $50 of her own money on black, $50 of her own money on red with the coupon. And either way, she was going to win something. So I don't know whether that would have worked out better.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess that you're paying $100 to try to win $100.
Well, let's figure it out here. All right.
So if you get the one without the coupon, you'll break even. But if you get the one with the coupon, you'll be up $100.
So you might not win, but you can't lose.
That's it.
Okay.
Well, you can't lose if you get zero.
If you get zero, you can lose.
But we're dismissing that from all of our discussions.
Yeah. Zero just ain't coming.
Zero never comes up. Or the double zero never comes up.
Oh, well, even the ship here gave us, because we have such a large group, they gave us match plays for our players. And I went over there with Gene and did it again, the same thing, what we just did, but with the five. And, you know, we guaranteed ourselves, you know, $5. And then we did it, you know, twice and got $10. So far, the match play coupons got the Cosenza family $60. So I'm happy. I'm not complaining. But Atlantis was nice. And we ended up, Scott and I ended up going to the water park. with Jody and Jeannie.
Yep, yep.
And it was funny. Jeannie and I, we went on the little, you know, it was supposed to be the Lazy River, but it was closed down. So we went on the rapids and just did the whole romantic wife and husband thing. And Scott and Jody were crazy. They went on every slide, everything you could think of. And Scott came by a couple times with a big old wedgie. It was pretty fun.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jody and I talked about doing the romantic thing, but decided probably better to go our own way. But nothing says romance like taking your wife on the raging rapids.
It's not the show. It wasn't called Raging Rapids.
That's exactly
the ride was
what it was called.
It was just called the Rapids or something. It wasn't raging.
Yeah, okay, all right. Well, anything rapid does not.
Once you get through
romance.
The initial rapid, then you know it's nice and calm, and
yeah,
you can
all right,
gaze
all
into
right.
each other's eyes and that kind of thing. So it was kind of cool, but it was great. It was a nice place. We got lost, of course, because the signage there.
Yeah.
It was the worst signage ever. I don't know. Did you guys go? You guys didn't go to that part of Atlantis? Or?
I didn't pay for the water park, but I did walk around and get to this one area where I was trying to head back to the hotel, and there's this bridge. It goes right there, and there's a sign saying key holders only for the Atlantis Hotel.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And so I said, well, okay, how do I get out? She said, you go over here and you go around. You know, eventually, I got back.
Well, we signed up initially. We went to the cashier lady inside the Atlantis, and we're like, okay, so how do we get there? And she goes, well, man, you go down here, and then you go to the dig. And when you get to the dig, you pass the dig. Then when you get outside, you get to the shark tank. And when you get to the shark tank, you pass the shark tank. And then when you get... And she said that like 100 times. Yeah. I couldn't even remember what she was saying. By the time we had every step of the way, we had to ask somebody for directions. And then the signs would say... it had like this sort of angled arrow,
yes,
but
sort,
the path
sort of like
didn't go really that way.
Yeah,
it was
sort of
brutal.
Like a little credit card thing on the gas pumps, you know, where you push debit or credit and it's right in the middle. That's exactly what the signs are like.
It was absolutely brutal. So, of course, we got lost, and we walked around the entire place. So we got to see pretty much everything, and we saw a little kid lost all by himself. He was like 5 years old. And he's crying his eyes out, and a security guard comes up to him. He's like, "We'll get you to your parents, you know." So I'm walking back with Gene, and then a few minutes later, I see the kid with his dad, and I said, "Hey, man, is that the little guy who got lost?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "Dude, I was worried for him." He goes, "Yeah, we were too." And I was like, "Well, then you shouldn't have lost your kid," is what I said to him. He just didn't know what to say to me when I said that. I could not believe
it. You got to take the leash off the kid to go down the water slide. It's one of the rules.
Oh, that was the other thing too. They make you take your jewelry off. And I'm like, that is like a scam. They want you to hold your jewelry and try to hold on to the tube. You can't do both, so you drop your jewelry, you know? That's how they pay for the whole resort, probably.
Pull it out of the filter.
Yeah, pull it out of the filter at the bottom where they can't stop, you know?
I had no problem because I can't afford jewelry. So.
I know. Isn't that like a past blue ribbon pull tab around your hand right there?
True story, my wedding ring came from Walmart. Less than $100.
Walmart.
We went to all these high-end jewelry stores. Yep. I looked at all these rings, and I'm like, I didn't like any of them. We went to Walmart one day to pick up, you know, like, toilet paper and plastic bananas, you know, like whatever it gets at Walmart. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to look at the rings. That's the one, honey. How much is that, ma'am? $73. Sold!
And a classic Annie Up tangent there. That was fantastic. And remember, I got mine from Service Merchandise, the same place where my mom tried to rip them off for getting me a hard drive. Remember their Commodore?
Yes.
And then
they're
telling me, it's not a hard drive, Chris. Right. It's a disk drive. And I'm like, yeah, I know what it was back
totally
then.
Totally bungled that story.
Jeez, man. Give me a
break.
All right,
let's get back to the poker here. What did you guys play the most on the ship?
I played, I guess, both tournaments.
All right.
And 1-3 no limit. Yeah, pretty much exclusively, actually.
1-3 no limit.
All right, how'd you
so
do?
Far.
Do what I'm asking.
First day, lost.
And wait,
does
your
won.
Wife call?
Didn't
your wife
win
listen?
Any tournaments.
Right. So your wife doesn't listen to the show, so you can be totally honest, right?
Not an issue.
Very good, very good.
They've had that talk at that household.
Yeah, she goes to Europe and Australia and every place without me, so it's not really
bad. All right, there you go.
Excellent. All right.
Well, I think I'm about $50 down for the whole cruise.
That's not bad.
Which you can't really complain about.
Did you get three entrees every night? Because you can make up that money.
Yeah, make it up
in
the food.
Right.
No, but I played a lot of games. So I played 3-6 horse, like I mentioned. I played the 4-8 Omaha with the half kill.
Right.
I played 1-3 no limit a couple times. I played 2-4 limit hold'em. I guess that's it.
Did you play any of the tournaments? Or you played in a sit and go, right?
I played in the Turbo multi-table tournament.
The $40.
Oh, yeah, and then last night Scott dragged me into a 6-person tournament, and it was fun. Well, for the 10 minutes while I stayed alive.
It was extremely fun for me because I appreciate the donation.
Yeah, you know why Scott dragged you in. It's because literally Scott is being called like the steamroller on this cruise. He won like 4 out of 6 sit and goes, or at least chopped 4 out of 6. He's on fire with the sit and goes this week.
Absolutely amazing. I don't know what it is. It must be the Coco Loco or something. But really, I've been playing amazingly. You come on this cruise, I always tell myself, it doesn't matter, Scott, how much you lose, because, you know, we're on the cruise, we're making money.
Right.
So we're going to take off more than that. But, wow.
Yeah.
I've actually won money.
It's pretty remarkable.
It's never happened before.
This is the first time you and I have ever actually been both up at the same time.
Yeah,
I have not had a losing session. Cash games. I only played cash games, no tournaments. And I'm up a bunch, too. It's remarkable. I can't believe it. And I'm done playing, too. So I'm pretty much guaranteed to be up for the rest of the whole cruise. So
it means, of course, when we get off the ship, that our Penske truck is going to be towed away because we didn't park it correctly.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, it can't be this good the whole way.
There's going to be a foot dropping at some point on this trip. So we had the two tournaments on this. We have more tournaments on the other ones, but with a little $40 turbo. One of us made the final table.
You did.
Chopped it.
Yep. I didn't play in it.
Oh, that's right. It was me, right?
Yeah, it was just you. Yeah, I didn't play. So if I did, you wouldn't have made it. So you're lucky.
But we ended up with a good variety eventually on this. A lot of 1.3, a lot of 2.5, but we got the 3.6 horse going most days.
Yeah, almost every day, the 3.6 horse, and the 4.8 Omaha. So, you know,
the 20-40 limit going for a little bit.
For a little bit, you know. And really, it's whether it's just a matter of interest, you know. We were surprised that we didn't have as many people playing as we booked. You know, we booked, the first time we booked like 140 or whatever, the second one was like 160, and the room was pretty much as busy as it's been this week, and then we have 230 this week. So you can tell a lot of them are first-time cruisers, and probably just enjoying the cruise more than the poker aspect, but still, the room was always busy, always had a game, and always had plenty of dealers, so I was pretty happy with that, too.
So, can we commit you guys to another cruise?
I promise eventually I'll go on.
Promise eventually.
The next 20 years.
Boy, you sound like a guy in high school trying to score with a girl. Yeah, eventually, really. No, we're going to get together, yeah.
Of course, I'd love to go on the next one, but it's just, you know, when, you know, I got to work.
Work.
Man.
Why are you people with office jobs?
That's what vacation is for. How about you, Shady Deal?
Not the next one. But the Louisiana departure actually looks interesting to me.
Excellent.
I'd like to be able to make that one.
There you go.
Well, I guess that's our entree to talk about our upcoming cruises, isn't it?
There you go. Yeah, that's a nice little segue.
All right, so we got three cruises coming up in 2011.
Yes, we do.
And Chris is excited because nothing makes Chris happier than cruising.
Yeah, I'm excited, probably because I won't be on at least one of them, so that's that's pretty good for me. I'm probably pretty excited, but the next one is in spring.
Yep, March 7th to the 12th. We're going out of Fort Lauderdale. We will be going to Falmouth, Jamaica, brand new cruise port there, right in between Ocho Rios and Montego Bay, which guarantees that you've got a good hour and a half ride, white knuckle ride on potholes, either way you want to go there. And then Haiti. No, Haiti.
You may Haiti it when you get off.
When you get
there, it's just Haiti, and no, you don't have to help with the cleanup effort. It's their own private island.
You can if you want, but it's a private island. I don't think that's one of the excursions.
Come help the natives clean up. Process of her, you know.
And then next summer, August 29th through September 2nd, we'll be back on this ship, the Monarch of the Seas, out of Port Canaveral, going back to Nassau and Coco Cay. And maybe I'll get off at Coco Cay next time.
Yeah, we didn't get off this time. You guys got off there, right?
I got off. It was nice.
Yeah, they had a barbecue and stuff.
They had barbecue, and they had beaches on three sides of the island.
That's cool. We didn't get off, but that's because we were so exhausted from the day before, I think.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to play poker.
Yeah, you want to play poker.
You see, that's the great thing about these cruises. If you're at a private island, you get to keep the poker room open.
Keep the poker room open, yep. And that's when we started the big horse game the second day, so.
And then the one that Shady mentioned in the next winter, December 10th. Not this December 10th, next December 10th. We'll be sailing out of New Orleans, going to Cozumel, Cayman Islands, and back to Falmouth, Jamaica for that white knuckle ride again.
Two white knuckle rides. Pretty cool, and that's the first 7-day one we're doing, too, right?
Right. 7 days there. The next, the one in March is 5 days, and of course, this one that we're on now is just 4 nights. So for those of you that are, you know, pinching pennies.
Like very good.
Most of us.
How about you? Any poker stories from you
this week that you want? Poker stories.
Anything pretty funny? Anything good? How about when you were going to push a $40 pot to somebody else because you thought you lost it, and I said, Scott, you got the nut. And you're like, oh, yeah.
That's true.
That contributed to your
profits. My partner did help make sure that the pot was right for me once. The Omaha, I'm getting used to the whole Omaha game. There's a lot of cards involved, a lot of combinations. And, you know, we get these great dealers. I just trust that they're going to figure it out. I'm just like, you know, I'm one of those, just turn your cards over, sir. And the dealer will tell you what you want. That's what I did, and... Fortunately, you were there.
Well, my thing this week was the bad beat stories.
Yes, you made bank on it.
I made bank on it.
Not to mention the little coins you found around. You were running around. These little old guys are walking and change is falling out. And he's like diving on the ground.
Well, you guys weren't on our last
cruise. Like Eddie Van Halen throwing a guitar pick into the...
Every cruise, when it starts, Scott gets up and does his little spiel for everybody at the free party.
And open bar cocktail party.
Open bar cocktail party to kick off the cruise. And when he's done, I always grab the mic and I always say, hey, everybody, we're here to have a good time, right? We're here on vacation. And they're all, yeah, yeah. They're all clapping and everything. And I said, okay, listen, don't tell anybody a bad beat story. We're on vacation. But instead, tell me, and all you got to do is give me a buck, because I forgot my bankroll. Next thing you know, I made like $7 on this cruise, just in bad beat stories. And then I found 31 cents, too.
31
so there it is right
cents.
There, right on the table, 31
yeah.
cents. So I'm up 531, or 8, no, 7, I guess it was 7 bad beats. So 731, just in bad beat stories and finding change, man. Woo!
Yeah, and I paid for one of those bad beats because,
yeah, because
I stayed in the main event today when I had pocket eights versus pocket aces. And I know this is confusing to our listeners because the way I say eights and aces sounds the same. So it sounds like we had the same hand. But no, I had eights and he had aces. And that means he's generally probably a 99% favorite.
Yeah, he's pretty big.
And, of course, I flopped the eight and sent him to the rail. And so I told him, hey, don't worry. Here's a buck.
Go tell Chris.
I'm gonna pay the bad beat story for
yeah.
it.
Yeah, so it was a running joke all week, so that was kind of cool. And I was serious, too. I wasn't giving the buck back. I kept all the dollars, too. You know me. So that was pretty cool. But it was a great week, and thanks, guys, for joining us today. I really appreciate it. And that's about it, right, Scott?
Yeah, yeah. So check out those cruises at antiupmagazine.com/cruise. They'll be, the new site will be up probably in a week or so.
Yeah, we got to recover from this first.
Yeah, we're going to give... we're going to reserve 10 cabins on each of these cruises at discounted rates. So if you're one of the first 10 to respond, then you're going to get a little cheaper. If you wait till then, you have to pay a little bit more.
Now, hopefully we'll get home safe and post the show. But if we don't and somebody discovers this 20 years from now in a time capsule or something, you know, tell my grandkids I said hello. Next week we'll be back with our regular format, including the ride-along with Columbo and a Hand of the Week. And I may have a Hand of the Week to contribute, but we'll see. So I'm Chris Cosenza.
And I'm Scott Long.
We'll see you at the table.
Ante Up is a production of AnteUpMagazine.com and is recorded at WDAE 620 AM in Tampa. Contact us at podcast@AnteUpMagazine.com or call our hotline at 813-448-1120. If you'd like to advertise, send us an email at advertising@AnteUpMagazine.com or call 727-331-4335. Some music used in this episode comes courtesy of the PodSafe Music Network.